نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. Last week we discussed an incident, Hadith al-Ifk, which was part of the incident that took place in the battle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we spoke about Banu Lahyan last week. And then Banu Lahyan was in the 6th year of Hijri in Rabiul Awal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns to Madinah Tayyiba after Banu Lahyan. And just a few nights had passed, and a person by the name of Uyayna bin Hisn al-Fazari, he had his camels grazing on the outskirts of Madinah Tayyiba. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those camels to graze little closer to Madinah Tayyiba in the area called Ghaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 20 milk camels that were in this area of Ghaba. So he asked permission that he could also graze his animals in that area. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him permission. Every Maghrib Salah, the milk from these camels used to be brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink. So one day, Uyayna bin Hisn, he launched an attack in this area of Ghaba on the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prior to that, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu comes and he asks Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Can I have permission to please go and settle and reside in the area of Ghaba, outside of Madinah Tayyiba?" So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "No, don't go." So he asked again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "No." He persisted and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Yes, but I can see your son is getting killed, your wife is getting captured, you are taking support on a stick and you're coming to me for some help." So he says, "I also didn't understand why I had to go to Ghaba, but I still went." Nabi Sam is telling me, he's painting a very clear picture for me, but I went. Lesson is sometimes, with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make mashwara and they give us mashwara, go by it. When we get bitten, then we see, but Nasir told me 10 years ago. Too long now, 10 years ago. So anyway, Nabi Sam told him, "Don't go." Abu Zar radiallahu anhu went. When Uyayna bin Hisn came to launch that attack, then the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were making a noise. The son went out to see what's happening, they killed him. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he sneaks away, they were busy with the camels, they didn't realize he's going to Madinah Tayyiba. The wife, it was a very tight situation, so he managed to escape, they took her into captivity. So he comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he, in the night now, he's telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam what had transpired. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing the army, and Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, one sahabi, that night he says, "My horse was uneasy. It was making a noise, it was restless. So I thought maybe there isn't enough food. I checked up, there's sufficient food. Still restless, making a noise, I go out, maybe the water is less. Water is enough." I didn't understand what was that message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But eventually I heard the announcement, "Ya khayl Allah irkabi." Announcement from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh horseman, get ready, prepare and mount your horses." The camel, or rather this horse of his, was so prepared on hearing that announcement. You see, what are we still waiting behind for? We need to move. So Uyayna bin Hisn came with 40 men, launched an attack on 20 camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is going out. In the morning, Salama, the son of Aqwa radiallahu anhu, youngster. So he was on the outskirts with the slave of Talha radiallahu anhu and his horse. He meets Abdul Rahman ibn al-Awf, his slave, and they tell him that something happened and it's in that direction. So he says, "Okay, these people have escaped in that direction." He climbs a mountain, he faces Madinah Tayyiba, he's a few miles out. And he screams on the top of his voice, Ya Sabaha! That was an SOS call to say there's an emergency. Now there's no time to give a bayan, just Ya Sabaha, emergency. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum immediately have to respond. He screamed three times. Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Medina Tayyiba said, we heard his voice crystal clear. Miraculously they heard that voice. So they heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ya khaylallah irkabi. They prepared, 8 horsemen come. And they getting ready. Salama bin Aqwa couldn't waste time. He immediately gave chase. He told the slave, you mount the horse and you run to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes on the top of the mountain. He's not realizing his voice is going to reach. He screams, Ya Sabaha. 13-year-old youngster chasing 40 people. All alone he's going. He's got some arrows, he's got his quiver, and he's going in that direction. And he's rushing behind them. And he comes to, whenever he comes close to them, he can see them. He takes out the arrow, he prepares, and he shoots one arrow. The people turn behind, there's no one. And he is raining arrows upon them. They are getting scared like there's an army behind them. Like Allah put that rob and that awe within them. They're scared. Every time they turn around, he's hiding. And he's shooting from the side of that rock or the area where he's taking refuge and he's hiding from. So they couldn't understand how many people. But for this one person, eventually they realized, hey, there's one person that is hot on our heels. So much robe they had, but that was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had the reality of Iman. So anyway, one person, but they were so scared, they said, maybe the reinforcements and backup is close behind for him to have such courage. So they were rushing. So he said that I continued shooting, and one camel would go behind me. I would advance, another camel, advance and another camel. Until we'd come to a mountain pass, they'll go through the mountain, I'll go to the top. And I'll throw rocks and stones as if a whole group of people are throwing. So I was throwing to save my arrows. And eventually, alhamdulillah, with the bounty of Allah, all of the camels of Nabi Sallam are behind me and only they in front. And they're rushing, they're running. He says, not enough. He is going for them. They attacked the camels of Nabi Sallam. They started throwing their shawls and their goods on their camels just to lighten the burden to run away. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu was the Sahabi who had horse power. He could run as fast as a horse. If a horseman was running, this 13-year-old youngster will catch up with the horseman. So fast he was. So eventually, they very scared for Salama radiallahu anhu. When the reinforcements came for the kuffar now, they asking them, where are you all running? What's happening? She says, no, there is one person that is chasing us. He's troubling us from the morning. Mid-morning now, we're getting tired of him. One person? Yeah, but maybe he's got reinforcements. They were so scared. So he said, few people go to the top and face him. That's all. That's the end of the game. So they got, yeah, hey, why are we not doing that? Eventually, few of them got together. They went to the top. Now they're chasing him. He goes to the top of the mountain. And now he's playing mind games with them. He says, Atarifuni. You'll know who I am. So they also bought into it. Mananta, who are you? He says, Ana Ibnul Aqwa. I am the son of Aqwa. They already got the shivers. They're scared. Ibnul Aqwa? That's who you are? He says, you all know how fast I run. La yatlubuni rajulun minkum fayudrikuni. Wala atlubuhu fayafutani. Never will I chase you. Never will you chase me and catch me. And if I chase you, you'll never escape. So he said, you all know how fast I can run. They got scared. He said, yeah man, this Salama can run so fast. What are we still engaging with him? They got scared. Suddenly, Salama bin Aqwa, he says, I look within the dense forage and I can see, يَتَخَلَّلُونَ الشَّجَرِ. The horsemen of Nabi Sallam are coming.
So Nabi Sam is preparing the army, but only 8 are in the front. 8 people are coming. From all of them, only 8 are coming. And when they left Madina Tayyibah, we spoke about Miqdadul Aswad, another Sahabi, Abu Ayyash, he's on his horse. He comes with his horse, I'm ready. Nabi Sam tells him, no. Give your horse to a better rider. I mean, Ya Rasulullah, I can ride. Like, you know, we'll see. I know how to ride. Nabi Sam said, no, just give it to someone better. He never understood. He says, no man, I will go. He said he hardly took a few steps and his horse dropped him off. He had to give it. Nabi Sam could foresee that your horse is going to drop you. He gave it to another Sahabi. Anyway, those 8 came. Akhram was the first Sahabi. Salama radiallahu anhu says, he was the first Sahabi. He's rushing and he's galloping with his horse. When he comes close, he's going into the thick of the enemy. Salama caught up with his horse. Caught him right by the reins and he held him in his tracks. He says, Akhram, you go nowhere. He says, don't become a barrier between me and Shahada. I am going for it. He says, listen to me. Just hold your horses, we'll say. And truly now, you just hold your horse. Don't do anything. So he says, okay. And then, to be continued next week, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.